Chapter 29. Glossary. The Urantia Book. The Urantia Book is a revelation to mankind transmitted by higher celestial beings. The messages were transmitted to a small group of people in the period between 1912 and 1935. They provide information about the origin, history, and destiny of mankind, as well as man's relationship with God. In great detail, the life and teachings of Jesus Christ are presented. The Urantia Book does not seek to establish a new religion or cult, but encourages people to find a personal relationship with God our Father. Many people who have read the Urantia Book repeatedly report how much it has impressed them in a gratifying way and how it has profoundly changed their lives. The book has been translated into several languages. The German translation has over 2,000 pages and is available in bookstores. The book is available as a full-text version free of charge. Through Beyond, we know that also the Urantia Book is not free of mistakes. Just like everything, it has to be checked by the Spirit of Truth, in direct personal contact with the Source. Christ Michael of Nebadon. Christ Michael is a Paradise Creator Son, created by the Eternal Father and the Eternal Son. His identity as the Creator Son predestined him to be the creator of his own universe, our local universe of Nebadon, which lies in the periphery of the great universe. All Creator Sons are called Michael. In addition, each has his individual name identification, which in this case is Christ Michael. Christ Michael is only since approximately 2,000 years completely sovereign over his universe. With the seventh bestowal as Jesus of Nazareth on a planet of the Lucifer Rebellion, he attained the rank of the Sovereign of Nebadon from the Eternal Father. Christ Michael is considered among the Creator Sons to be a very risk-taking and unconventional Creator Son who has a tendency to break new ground. His full name, by the way, is much longer and would probably take up half a page on paper. This name is not revealed in the Urantia Book. He simply calls himself Christ Michael, respectively CM, Aten, Hayton, or also George, and sometimes in his rich humor, Big Cheese. Aten, or Jorgos Ceres Hayton, commander of the Pleiadian starship Phoenix, behind which the current embodiment of Christ Michael is hidden. CM redeems here with the promise of his return. He is not incarnated by birth, but uses the cloned body of a large gray for his special mission in the correction time. Under this name, also the Phoenix journals were passed through. Abundant Hope. Abundant Hope, under the leadership of Candace Freeze in USA, was for a long time the organization of the Second Coming of Christ Michael of Nebadon. Until 2013, when Candace and her leadership crew engaged in serious misconduct, including slander against the European branch of AH. The situation was no longer sustainable for CM, and it came to the separation. Since then, the previous task of AH in 2013 was transferred to the team of Christ under the leadership of Eve Kamara. Here are some short statements from the VIPs from different messages. CM on June 27, 2013, in a targeted message to Candace. Abundant Hope is no longer the organization of my second coming. You have personally forfeited that right. That's it. Ace on July 1, 2013. Please also take note that neither CM nor I, nor any other celestial member of the team entrusted with the second coming, will be issuing any more transmissions via the main AH page or the AH forum. This project has failed. The case is closed. Agandantar. The term refers to free-willed mortals who have gained a relationship with God and supreme confidence in cosmic reliability only because of their faith, without any evidence and without being able to see anything themselves. Because of the betrayal of Caligastia and the partial failure of Adam and Eve, there was no visible Son of God on Urantia, making this faith considerably more difficult and therefore worthy of special recognition. With the future presence of a Paradise Son of God on Urantia, the age of the Agandantar will end. Adam and Eve. Excerpt from a channeling with El Moria, Merging Religions, Adam and Eve. This was a great mission, one of the great revelations, but what Eve did her, failure, has been ridiculed throughout and put into the story of eating an apple. Forget the apple story, dear ones. Adam and Eve came here as highly educated personalities, from the sphere of Jerusalem. They had a high rank in the universal hierarchy. They were experienced workers in the universal laboratories and members of the Order of Planetary Adams and Eves, who are generally sent to planets in need of revelation. They knew their job well, and committed themselves as requested to complete the job without further celestial assistance, in quarantine. Now, on this particular planet of Urantia, things did not go as well as had been hoped. Adam and Eve were not allowed to mix their DNA with the ordinary people who were settled here. Their mission was about implementing the higher DNA through procreation, exclusively from the mixed DNA of Adam and Eve and their direct descendants, as well as teaching. It was not out of greed for personal gain that Eve violated the agreement, and in compassion gave her DNA to the common people. It was her conscious decision enacted out of the desire of service to humanity. Adam was very much affected by Eve's decision, and therefore he showed solidarity with Eve so that she would not have to bear the consequences of the breach of contract alone. Adam also passed on his DNA beyond the given framework in order to place himself on the same level as Eve. The consequences were that Adam and Eve had to leave the garden they were living in, and both lost all the privileges they had previously enjoyed. After their earthly life ended, they were held accountable for having violated the covenant, but God is truly love and Christ rehabilitated them. Now they are both members of the Urantia Planetary Council. So much for this topic, just to give you an example of how information can be lost, diminished, ridiculed. And think about how many women in history have been tortured just because of a nightmare that man calls original sin of Eve. This failed mission certainly had consequences for all people who have lived on Earth, but what uneducated, greedy and naive people have made of it cannot really be attributed to Eve. Addition from the UB, Adam and Eve materialized on Urantia almost 38,000 years ago. They were about 2.5 meters tall and had a violet skin color. Their bodies glowed in at night. When they wore their cloaks, the glow from their heads appeared like a halo. They had a very difficult mission because the planetary quarantine isolated them from any contact with the rest of the universe. They came to a regressive planet, without a planetary prince, with people who were little prepared for their appearance. Eve gave birth to 105 descendants from pure lineage before they gave up their mandate. See above, Adam lived to be 530 years old and died of old age. Eve died of a weak heart 10 years before Adam. Asu Emmanuel Kamara Sananda. Asu is the son of Sanat Kamara and holds the rank of a mighty messenger. He is a star warrior of the First Order, tested and experienced, and he served Christ Michael in the incarnation as Jesus, where he provided his knowledge about material worlds in a double incarnation with CM in the body of Jesus. He bears the title, Sananda, by which he is known as an ascended master. Sananda means one with God. In the coming approximate 1,000 years of the new golden age, he holds the office of the planetary prince on the material plane. He is definitely embodied and will again be visible on Earth. His female complement is the ascended master Lady Nada, who was then embodied as Mary Magdalene. Melchizedek's sons. The Creator's Son, together with the Mother Spirit, brings the Melchizedek Father into existence. He is the representative of Gabriel during his absence from Solvington in all universe affairs. Together, with the Melchizedek Father, Christ Michael and Nebedonia, the Mother Spirit, have brought into existence more than 10 million Melchizedeks in Nebedon. They are excellent teachers, advisors and observers. Mainly they devote themselves to teaching and training in all areas of Nebedon in cooperation with the Danels. Because of their great mental flexibility, they are also frequently called upon in emergency situations. After the Lucifer Rebellion, 12 of them were the trustees for Urantia. Because of the quarantine, they were also cut off from all universe circuits, and thus left on their own. Mashaventa Melchizedek earns special merits in this connection. Lucifer. Lucifer is a brilliant first Lanenandek son and son of Christ Michael of Nebedon. He was installed as sovereign of the local system Satania about 700,000 years ago. In the Urantia book, he is portrayed as the great scapegoat who was supposed to have started a rebellion 200,000 years ago, which was joined by the planetary prince of Urantia. Furthermore, the Urantia book states that in the fall of 1985 the final judgment was passed on him by the Ancients of Days, after which he did not want rehabilitation but chose to be erased, as if he had never existed. Through Beyond It is now known that this is not so true. In reality, he exposed and criticized intrigues and lies in the higher universal ranks. What happened afterwards, Lucifer describes in his conversation with Eve on June 24, 2013. So I stood up and said publicly what no one else dared to say. I still have no words for what happened after that. A complete embargo was put into action against me and my people. They must have put CM's seal on documents that he himself never got to see. Contact between my father and me was completely cut off. They also took my seal to put it on destructive orders so they would look like they were decrees from me. I even heard, Eve, that there was a doppelganger, an artificial intelligence clone created and programmed to travel around and infiltrate universal citizens. I have no idea, Eve, how such a level of meanness can enter these high administrative ranks. As described in Beyond, Lucifer was imprisoned by the higher universal ranks in a monument comparable to being buried alive, in unimaginable torment. They wanted to break him and pull him to their dark side. Since 2013, through courageous actions in connection with Beyond, he has been freed from the dungeon monument and can continue his original and new tasks in the service of Siam Manjuransan. The name of Urantia's first Avonal son, serving in Nebadon during the correction period, who at this time is planning his mission, with willing people and co-creative effort, to lift civilization to heal our planet. He will incarnate as a fully grown man, as did Mashaventa about 5,000 years ago. For many years he has been in intense contact with many people who have expressed their willingness to work with Christ Michael in the ascension of Urantia and humanity into light and life. His main focus is on planetary management, i.e. the shaping of society, politics, economy and culture. His mission will not bring a sudden change, but rather a progressive one that may extend over 1,000 years of his stay on Urantia. Although not yet visible in material form, he is nevertheless already very active, teaching many individuals and groups of students within the teaching mission and throughout the world. Senat Kumara. Senat Kumara is the head of the extensive Kumara family. Asu Emmanuel Kumara is his son in cosmic understanding and extension of his energy. His female equivalent is Lady Venus Kumara. The Kumaras are a family of star warriors, which means that they are specialists in complicated and perplexing situations. During Christ Michael's seventh bestowal as Jesus, together with Asu, a lot of the people in his immediate environment were incarnated Kumaras. It is known that the Kumaras originally came from the system Lyra, from where they had to resettle due to destruction of their home planet. One part integrated into the Pleiadian system, another one into the Sirius system. Senat Kumara is mainly known to us as the Lord of Venus, but he also took care of Urantia for extended ages. At present his office is that of the Solar Logos, which could be called the supervisor of our solar system. The word Kumar means in Indian as much as prince. Fittingly, Asu Emmanuel Kumara will hold the office of the material prince in the next approximate 1,000 years, together with his female equivalent Lady Nada. Nebadon. Nebadon is the name of the local universe in which we are. It is the creation of the Creator Son Christ Michael together with the Mother Spirit Nebadonia. It is so far a project of 400 billion years. It will, when completed, consist of 100 constellations, 10,000 systems and 10 million inhabited planets. Nebadonia. Universal Mother Spirit of Nebadon. She was created by the third person of the Trinity, the United Actor, also called the Holy Spirit. Nebadonia is the representative of this third person of the Trinity, in our local universe of Nebadon. Universal Mother Spirit of Solvington, Divine Minister, Helper and Spiritual Companion of Michael, known in all kindness throughout Nebadon as Mother. She alone created countless personalities. She is the creator of the seraphim beings in Nebadon, and the bestower of the spirit by representing the conjointed actor, as well as by her own influence as the presence of the Holy Spirit. She provides the spark of life that animates all life, creatures and plants on all worlds of Nebadon. Orvantan. Name of the superuniverse in which our local universe Nebadon is located. It is the seventh superuniverse, which is especially aligned to the focus of love. The reigning master spirit is Lord Saraya, also known as Lord Shuria by the Syrians. Through beyond we now know that Saraya is an essential part of a conspiracy against Siam, and his task is up for disposition. Addition, actually, a superuniverse is ruled by three personalities. They are called the Ancients of Days. Orvantan, along with the other six superuniverses, rotates around the central and divine universe, the perfect creation of Paradise Havona. When completed, it will consist of 1 trillion inhabited planets, 10 main sectors and 10 trillion suns. If you look through the densest levels of Orvantan toward Paradise, you will see the Milky Way. Orvantan is not yet completed. Its capital is Uversa. Phoenix. Pleiadian spaceship, mothership. It used to be called something else, but was renamed as part of Christ Michael's mission. The Phoenix is Siam's material, headquarters, and his command center in his project of cleansing Urantia. Siam returned in 1954 as Commander Hayton or Jorgos Ceres Hayton in accordance with his earlier given promise and began to make transmissions on current events through the earthly medium Dharma. These journals continued until the end of the 90s and are called the Phoenix Journals. The Phoenix rising from the ashes is also the seal on each journal. Quarantine planet. Planets that fall prey to rebellion are disconnected from the cosmic universal circuits of light and isolated in quarantine, so that the rebellion cannot spread further. Urantia was quarantined immediately after Caligastia joined the rebellion, and it also immediately began planning for the correction period at that time. At the beginning of the correction period, the planet will be reconnected to the cosmic circuits and placed under a special program. The quarantine was one of the reasons why the amnesia of the people on Urantia concerning their cosmic origin turned out to be particularly severe. Addendum. The isolation and disconnection from the universal cycle will be maintained until the Ancients of Days sit in judgment on the matter. The isolation, which also affected another 36 planets, lasted 200,000 years until 1985, when the trial took place. This was the beginning of the correction time. Correction time. Cosmic cycles are to be regarded as clocks for the stages of development according to the plan of creation. Since Urantia has been out of step since the so-called Lucifer Rebellion, about 200,000 years ago, but the planet is not to be abandoned with mankind, Christ Michael has initiated a corrective measure which, with the support of many celestial personalities, is to enable mankind and the planet to connect with the rest of the local universe and to anchor in light and life. The correction time is expected to extend over the next 1,000 years. The correction time refers not only to Earth changes due to natural or man-made causes, such as pollution, overpopulation, but also to changes related to the institutions involved in economics, politics, religion, education, and the family. Christ Michael had already dealt with the plan for this necessary correction 200,000 years ago, and it concerns 36 other planets that were also involved in the rebellion and thus were also in quarantine, and without the possibility of communication with the universe. Urantia. The name of this planet, the Earth, in the cosmic registers. Our planet was called so long before there were inhabitants on it capable of communicating in a spoken language. The name goes back to the planetary supreme who arrived with the life bearers to implant life, and whose name was Urantia.